ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्ति सर्वमङ्गलमाङ्गल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शरण्ये त्र्यम्बके गौरीनारायणि नमोऽस्तु ते। वि आर् सीइंग दि फोर्थ चैप्टर द्वैत विवेक प्रकरणम्। The chapter dealing with the analysis of duality, and here analysis of duality is actually analysis of the difference between Ishvara's creation and Jiva's creation. Srishtihi means creation. The very word creation involves duality. Creation implies a duality, dvaitam, and there is Ishvara Srishtihi, there is also Jiva Srishtihi. This creation of Ishvara and creation of Jiva. Then we have twofold dualities, dvaitams. And analyzing duality here implies actually and having the discriminative understanding of this Ishvara Srishti and Jiva Srishti. Understanding this, distinguishing the Jiva Srishti, understanding what is Ishvara Srishti, Jiva Srishti, will help one free oneself from bondage of samsara. And here, last class I said, Ishvara Srishtihi, the duality of Ishvara's creation is the world of cause and effect. And Jiva's world of duality is of experiencer and the experienced. Bhoktru bhogya prapanchaha. Bhoktru bhogya prapanchaha. Bhoktru means bhokta, the experiencer, the enjoyer. Bhogyam means object of enjoyment. So bhoktru bhogya prapanchaha. The universe of experience and experienced duality, and the world of cause and effect. So karana karya prapanchaha is Ishvara dvaitam. Ishvara's dvaitam, the world of duality involves karanam and karyam. Jiva's world of duality involves experiencer and the experienced. Anyway, our last class I mentioned that Ishvara's creation, the Karya Prapanchaha, otherwise said to be Padarthaha, and the Jiva's creation is otherwise said to be Vishayaha. And I also mentioned this, Vishayaha actually means object. So indriya arthaha or vishayaha means an object. And it's an interesting derivation here given. Why an object is called vishayaha in Sanskrit? There is a verb, visinoti. Visinoti iti vishayaha. Visinoti means binds. That which is capable of binding, that which binds is an object, vishayaha. An object can bind only when it is you, when we are dependent on the object. Anyway, we will understand everything in detail later on. And karya prapanchaha is said to be padarthaha. Padarthaha means meaning of the word. There is a nice way of looking at it. The whole world can be seen as Ishvara. We look at the whole Jagat, whole universe, all that is here is only Ishvara. You can say all that is here is only word and its meaning. What is here is nothing but word and its meaning. Everything can be reduced to word and its meaning. Meaning stands for the Nama Rupa Karma. The word stands for consciousness. The word stands for consciousness, para prakritihi. Meaning stands for apara prakritihi, the matter. Word is an expression of manifestation of knowledge. Word is an expression of manifestation of knowledge, which is Ishvara. And the meaning inseparable from the word. A meaning of a word can never exist independently outside of the word, without a word. That meaning, padartha, is actually what is revealed by the word. Meaning is revealed by the word. So words, shabdaha is Brahma. Shabda suchyam, sabda suchya artha, the word revealed by the word is, the meaning revealed by the word is form, object in the form of form, name and function. Therefore, word and its meaning are twofold expressions of para and apara prakritis, which together constitute Ishvara. So the meaning of the word is vishayaha. If vishayaha, because it is capable of binding. The meaning of the word padartha alone becomes vishaya, which binds, that which binds. Anyway, and the whole chapter here, he is here, Vidyaranya presence. You can see gradually, we will all adore Vidyaranya Swami's clarity, because how we are going to have clarity, our appreciation of clarity, see our clarity, what we are going to have, but just by going through this chapter by his textbook, we can appreciate, adore his clarity. And he presents here the analysis of this twofold creation, twofold Dvaitam. Isvara Srishti and Jeeva Srishti. Actually, Jeeva Srishti must be resolved in Ishvara Srishti. We can't resolve Jeeva Srishti in Ishvara Srishti. Thereby, we can free ourselves from bondage. The purpose of analysis itself is to convert the Jeeva Srishti into Ishvara Srishti. Okay, let us see in the first verse.
Ishvarenapi jivena srishtam dvaitam vivichyate. Ishvarenapi jivena srishtam dvaitam vivichyate. Viveke sati jivena. Viveke sati jivena. Heyo bandhas phuti bhavet. Heyo bandhas phuti bhavet.
See, srisht, here dvaitam vivichyate. If you take this verb vivichyate, vivichyate means is discerned, understood discriminatively. What is discerned? What is distinguished? What is differentiated? Dvaitam. Dvaitam vivichyate. So duality is discerned. Duality is discriminatively understood. Duality is analyzed. Duality means what? Srishtam dvaitam. The duality created by whom? Srishtam means created. Duality created is analyzed and understood. Created by whom? Ishvarena jivena api. Not only the world of duality has not only been created by Ishvara, the world of duality has been created by Jiva also. Which means we have twofold duality, twofold dvaitams created. One duality created by Ishvara, the world of duality created by Ishvara, the world of duality created by Jiva also. Ishvarena api, Jivena api. By Jiva, the world of duality has been created. By Ishvara also, the world of duality has been created. And this duality, world of duality created by Ishvara and Jiva, this duality created by Jiva and Ishvara are analyzed and distinguished, differentiated here. Viveke sati jivena bandaha heyaha. Now the question will come always, why should we break our head to differentiate the duality created by Jiva and a duality created by Ishvara? Jivena srishtam Ishvarena srishtam dvaitam vivichyate kimartham. Kimartham vivichyate. Why this duality is, difference in duality is analyzed and distinguished and differentiated? He says, viveke sati, when analyzed, when distinguished, when differentiated, when discriminative understanding of Ishvara Srishti and Jiva Srishti happens, விவேகே சதி, வாட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட்? ஜீவேன பந்தஹா ஹேயஹா, பாண்டேஜ் கேன் பி காட் ரிட் ஆஃப் பை ஜீவா. ஜீவேன பந்தஹா ஹேயஹா, பாண்டேஜ் கேன் பி காட் ரிட் ஆஃப் பை ஜீவா. ஜீவா கேன் ஃப்ரீ ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ். ஈஸ்வரா நீட் நாட் அட்டென்ட் ஃப்ரீடம். ஓகே, ஈஸ்வரா டஸ் நாட் ரிக்வயர் ஃப்ரீடம், பிகாஸ் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் நாட் பவுண்ட். ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் நித்ய முக்தஸ்வரூபா. ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் எவர் ஃப்ரீ, நெவர் பவுண்ட். அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் பவுண்ட் ஹியர்? ஜீவா அலோன் இஸ் பவுண்ட் பை சம்சாரா. ஜீவா அலோன் இஸ் பவுண்ட் பை லிமிடேஷன்ஸ். ஜீவா இஸ் பவுண்ட் பை கர்ம பலம். சஞ்சித ஆகாமி பிராரப்த கர்ம பலானி பைண்ட் ஹிம். There's no way of escaping from this, you know, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and life, deaths, called transmigratory life, life of transmigration. There's no way of freeing himself from this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, called life of transmigration. There's no way. If a jiva alone is bound, therefore, bandha heyaha, bondage can be got rid of by jiva, jiva can free himself from bondage if this analysis is done. If this difference between Ishvara Srishti and Jiva Srishti analyzed and understood, then Jiva can free himself from bondage. And Sphuti Bhavet means it must become clear. Okay, Sphuti means it must be very clear. One should not have any doubt about the purpose of, there should be any doubt about the purpose of analyzing, distinguishing, differentiating the duality created by Ishvara and created by Jiva. Sphuti Bhavet. So what must be clear? That this, the result of benefit of this analysis of differentiating Dvaitam duality created by Ishvara and Jiva. What's the purpose? Jiva. Jivena bandha heyaha. Bondage can be removed. Okay. So viveke sati. This one I think we already have seen last class. See, before going to next verse, I have to understand this. The person who has understood the difference between the duality created by Jiva and the duality created by Ishvara is actually the Jnani. He's a Jnani, he's a wise person. And for such a wise person, the duality, the world of duality, in terms of cause and effect, karana karya prapanchaha, the universe of causes and effects, it's a world of duality created by Ishvara, is actually dvaita prapanchaha, is beautiful. In the books of a wise person, the world is so beautiful and wonderful. For him, time is wonderful. Space is beautiful. All the forms, names and functions are beautiful. Everything is for him. Every object here, for a wise person who sees the Ishvara Srishti, for him is not at all a source of pain. It is just, the world is here just for enjoyment. Therefore, there is in Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada himself calls this universe. He talks about a wise person, and he mentioned Jagadeva Nandanavanam. The whole world is a world of joy. It's a garden of happiness. Nandanavanam. Shankaracharya talks about a wise person in one of his texts. He calls it Jagadeva Nandanavanam. And if you have wisdom, if you are wise, the whole world is only joy for you. Otherwise, if you don't have wisdom, if there's no clear knowledge, then in ignorance, as a ignorant person, when you see this world, you can say what? Lokam shokam. Lokam. Samastam, samastaha lokaha shokahatam, isn't it? The entire world is what? Full of sorrow. The two ways of looking at the world. Adi Shankara himself writes this in Bhajagovindam. And here Shankara mentions in other text, he says in the eye of a wise person, the whole world is a garden of joy, peace and happiness. Which means the world is beautiful and wonderful. Nothing needs to be changed in the world. We need to understand what is Ishwara Srishtihi. So, Ishwara Dvaitam, the duality created by Ishwara, understood properly, will help us resolve the duality which is our own creation, Jiva Srishti. Okay, now we'll see the next first verse. It's the second verse.
Mayam tu prakrutim vidyan, mayinam tu maheshwaram, mayam tu prakrutim vidyat, mayinam tu maheshwaram. Samayi srijati tyahuh, samayi srijati tyahuh, shvetashvatara shakhinah. Mayantu prakrutim vidyan, mayinam tu maheshwaram.
If you break it,
mayam tu prakrutim vidyat, mayinam tu maheshwaram, samayi srijati tyahuh, shvetashvatara shakhinah.
And one more interesting thing here is, when we read Panchadashi, I tell you, you would have understood many important portions of many Upanishads. Even if you have not studied Upanishads, just by studying Panchadashi thoroughly, you would have understood many important portions of Upanishads also. And here, he is going to quote only from Upanishads. Now, he just to present the concept of Ishwara. Present what is Ishwara? What is Ishwara Srishti? To begin that, he first quotes from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. And in fact, he says, Shvetashvatara Shakhinaha. See, Shakhi means people who are in tradition, who are given to the study of the particular branch of the Veda Shastram. And that branch of actually Shvetashvatara branch. So we can simply say Shweta Shvatara Shakinaha means the people who have studied thoroughly the Shweta Shvatara Upanishad. The Vedas branch called Shweta Shvatara Shaka. And that particular branch comes this Upanishad, Shweta Shvatara Upanishad. And people who have studied the Shweta Shvatara Shaka are called Shweta Shvatara Shakinaha. So those people must be having thorough knowledge of Shweta Shvatara Upanishad. So Shweta Shvatara Shakinaha can be taken as people who have studied, understood thoroughly the Shweta Shvatara Upanishad. So those people, Shweta Shvatara Shakinaha, Ahuhu, they say, Ahuhu means say, Shweta Shvatara Shakinaha Ahuhu. So people who have studied the Shweta Shvatara Upanishad thoroughly, and they say, or we can say Shweta Shvatara Upanishads, Shweta Shvatara Shaka's branch, Shweta Shvatara Upanishad. Also we can say. So they say, those people say, Shweta Shvatara Shakinaha say, what do they say? Mayam tu prakritim vidyat. Mayinam tu maheshwaram. Sa mayi srijati iti ahuhu. They say thus, that mayi srijati iti. Saha mayi srijati. Srijati means creates. Creates. Saha mayi means that Lord creates. What this world is understood. This world is not given there. You can add that word there. Saha mayi. Sa mayi means saha mayi. Idam jagat srijati. That Lord creates this universe. We are seeing the literal meaning first. Saha mayi. Idam jagat srijati. Idam jagati is not there. I'm adding. Saha mayi srijati. That Lord alone creates this universe. Thus say Shweta Shvatara Shakinaha. Why Lord is called mayi? Ishvara is always said to be mayi or mayavi. Mayi or mayavi. The one who is endowed with the maya, the one who has maya as his own integral, inseparable power is called mayi. Mayi is a nakaranta pullinga shabdaha, mayin shabdaha. Or is another expression, mayavi. So mayavi does not mean magician here. Magician is also called mayavi. Bhagavan is like a mayavi only, like a magician. But here, why it is magician, we'll see later on. But mayavi means one who is endowed, like a medhavi. One who has medha is medhavi. One who has maya is mayavi. Mayavi, otherwise said to be mayi. So saha mayi, that Ishvara who is endowed with this maya as his integral, inseparable power, ever known by the term mayi, Lord alone, that Lord alone creates this universe. சஹ மாயி ஸ்ருஜதி இதி ஆஹுஹு ஸ்வேதாஸ்வத்தர சாகினஹ. நௌ அண்ட் ஹீ சேஸ் ஃபார் த லார்ட் டு கிரியேட் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹீ மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் அண்ட் ஹீ மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் த இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ் ஆல்சோ. We say he must have to be the creator. He must have the origin skill to create the universe. And he must have the material required for creating this. Therefore it is said, Mayam tu prakrutim vidyat. Vidyat means may one understand, may one know, that maya, the inseparable integral power of Ishvara, as the prakritihi material cause, maya is the material cause is maya. Prakritihi means material cause. Prakritihi is maya. The power of Ishvara, known by the term maya, is the material cause. So the here, very careful, sometimes we use both the words for the same. Prakritihi here means material cause. And what is material cause? Ishvara's inseparable integral power known by the term maya. Maya is prakritihi. And why material cause is called prakritihi? Because the word prakritihi again is a beautiful word. See, kritihi means it's a feminine noun. Kritihi. Making. And prakritihi. Prakrishena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. That out of which, by which something is made, that is called prakriti. You can call something as a material cause, only out of that something is made. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. That by which something is, out of which something is made, is called prakritihi. So, the material cause of this universe, prakritihi, out of which the universe has been created, because of by which the universe has been created, is the integral, inseparable power of Ishvara known by the term Maya. But may you understand that Maya to be the prakritihi, material cause. Mayam tu prakritim vidyat. Okay. மாயினம் து மகேஸ்வரம். மாயினம் து மகேஸ்வரம். அண்ட் மாயினம் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ். அண்ட் மே ஒன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் லார்ட் டு பி த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் திஸ் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் த பவர் கால்டு மாயா. Therefore, Lord Himself, the great Lord Himself is endowed with this power. Maya. Therefore, He is called Mayi. Mayinam Maheshwaram Vidyat. May one understand Ishvara as the one who is endowed with the power called Maya. And may one understand the power of Ishvara to be the material cause. Okay, one should understand Ishvara as the one endowed with the power called Maya. And may you understand that power of Ishvara, Maya, to be the material cause of the universe. So, Mayam Prakritim Vidyat, Mayinam Tu Maheshwaram. Maha Ishvaram, Mayinam Maheshwaram Vidyat. சக மாயி idam jagat srijati iti. That Ishvara, that great Lord Maheshwara, who is known as Mayi, because he has Maya, the power, as his integral, inseparable power. And that Lord alone creates this universe. Thus say, Shvetashvatara Shakinaha. Okay, let us see the. Now you can see the prose order also. See, whoever wants to attain freedom, whoever wants to discover freedom, and whoever wants to know what is this universe, the duality, world of duality created by Ishvara, understanding the world of duality created by Ishvara is understanding Ishvara himself. In fact, understanding the universe, understanding the creation properly is understanding the Lord. And who would like to understand the world? Thereby, who would like to understand Ishvara? Only the person, the aspiration for knowledge of knowledge of what this universe is, thereby to understand who Ishvara is possible only for a person who is aspiring for moksha. And such a mumukshu is addressed, said here, may one understand this Maya as the material cause of the universe, and may one understand that great Lord Maheshwara as the one who alone is endowed with this power called Maya. The creative power is not outside of Ishvara. Creative power is inseparable, integral part of Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara himself is said to be Mayi Mayavi. So he alone creates this universe. Therefore, we can say, very simple sentence, very easy for you, you can easily understand. So Vidyaranya Swami, in this verse, begins his discussion on duality created by Ishvara. We can say Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam, Ishvara Karyam. You can say Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam, duality created by the Lord, or Ishvara's Karyam, the effect of Ishvara, creation of Ishvara. Or we can say one more expression, Padartha Prapanchaha. Padartha Prapanchaha, the universe of words and its meaning. The universe of words and their meanings. Padartha Prapanchaha means the universe of words and their meanings is Ishvara's creation. So this verse says the universe has been created by the Lord. So how is it possible for us to say Ishvara has created this universe? You can't simply say just like that. You can't simply say, even for anyone to say the whole universe is creation of Ishvara, there must be some proof, some means of knowledge. So it is said here, to understand this fact that the whole universe is Ishvara's creation, the means of allergy is Vedanta Shastram itself. In fact, our Vedas present this fact of this universe being creation of the Lord. Therefore, and here, the Vidyaranya Swami presents this mantra, which is nothing but a statement from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. And Shvetashvatara Upanishad actually is part of Krishna Yajurveda. So Krishna Yajurvediya Upanishad is Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Our Taittiriya Upanishad is also Yajurvediya, Krishna Yajurvediya Upanishad. So Upanishad belonging to Krishna Yajurveda, the many Upanishads are there. And the Shvetashvatara Upanishad also belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. Vidyaranya Swami presents a mantra, quotes a mantra from that Upanishad. So what is said there alone, he presents it here as the verse. What is presented in the form of a verse here is actually a mantra from Shvetashvatara Upanishad of Krishna Yajurveda. Actually, we find this same verse from a mantra in the 10th verse of the 4th chapter. So, mayam tu prakritim vidyat. Very simple. Already I told you many times, the material cause of the universe is maya. You want to understand this. And when you say maya, material cause is maya means, this maya is nothing but one undifferentiated, unmanifest power of threefold differentiated powers. So threefold powers, undifferentiated, unmanifest as one is called Maya. Therefore, the threefold manifest differentiated powers are known by three different words. As what? Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha and Tamo Gunaha. Three gunas are actually three different names attributed to threefold manifest differentiated powers of Maya. Ishvara. So Ishvara's power manifest is Ishvara's Shakti. Ishvara Shakti manifest is in the form of differentiated, the manifest power is differentiated power. And the differentiated power is what? In three forms. The manifest power differentiated as three powers. As power of knowing, a power of activity, and a power of resolution or resting. And these three powers, where do we see? We understand the powers only in terms of the faculties. We have the faculty of knowing is expression of Sattva Guna. The faculty of activities, doing, is actually expression of Rajoguna. The faculty of resting or resolution is called Tamoguna. And these threefold gunas are nothing but threefold differentiated powers of Ishvara, which are actually understood in terms of threefold faculties. And we have to understand these three powers are in the form of Maya when they are unmanifest. The power of Ishvara unmanifest is Maya. Manifest alone is differentiated as Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Dravya Shakti. We understand these powers in terms of the faculties. Faculty of knowing, faculty involve faculty of activities and faculties, faculties of resolution, resting. Therefore, it is to be understood that Prakritihi becomes the Maya, becomes manifest. Then it is threefold. Threefold powers become unmanifest. It is called Maya. Therefore, we say this Prakritihi, the material cause, this Maya, which is there as the material Prakriti, is actually Parinami Upadana Karanam. It undergoes a change. One is expressed as three. Three become unmanifest as one. It undergoes a change. Because of this change on the part of the Maya, the power, it is called Parinami Upadana Karanam. That is, the material cause which undergoes a change. Parinami undergoes a change. In fact, any material cause has to undergo change to become an effect. So if we have to see, if you have to differentiate the power of knowing, the faculty of power of knowing, the faculties of activities, the faculties which are resting and resolved, to differentiate them, they must be manifest. And for these powers are three, when there is manifestation of only power, all the three become undifferentiated as one, then it is called Maya. Therefore we say these three powers are where? Is in Maya only. Therefore Maya is said to be Trigunatmika. Trigunatmika means that which is endowed with threefold gunas. Threefold gunas means threefold distinguishable powers, differentiated powers, manifest powers. Therefore, now we understand the Parinami Upadana Karanam. Now, next sentence if we see. Next word, expression, Mayinam tu Maheshwaram Vidyat. Here, the one who is endowed with the Maya is Mayi. The one who is endowed with this power called Maya is Mayi. That Mayi is none other than the Lord, Maheshwara. The one who is endowed with the power of Maya, the Mayi, is none other than Ishvara himself. Where is this Maya? Where is this unmanifest power called Maya, which alone becomes manifest and differentiated as all in the form of threefold faculties? Where is this Maya? The Maya is not outside of Ishvara. Maya has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, Maya is always there as the inseparable integral power of Ishvara. Therefore, Maya is, as a power, is said to be Ishvara Shaktihi. Ishvara Shaktihi alone is Maya. Okay. Therefore, now when you say Mayinam Maheshwaram tu Vidyat means Maheshwara, the Lord, alone is the locus, the source of power called Maya. Mayi is Ishwara. The powerful is Ishwara. And the power has no independent existence. So Vidyaranya Swami completes his own first line in the verse by adding the line taken from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So Vidyaranya Swami completes his first line by taking a line from, a second line from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So he says, Mayavi srijati iti ahuhu. So that Lord, the powerful Lord, the source, the only source of power, the Lord, the only source of power, is said to be here the creator of the universe. There's none other than the Lord creates this universe. Who creates this universe? There's none other than the Lord. The creator of the universe is the Lord only. So, Shvetashvatara Shakhinaha means, and this fact of universe being the creation of the Lord is revealed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Therefore, Vidyaranya Swami begins his discussion on duality created by Ishvara from this second verse, and he is going to continue the same topic until the 13th verse. So we are going to have totally discussion on Ishvara's duality, creation of duality, is presented in 12 verses. Let us see the second verse now, third verse. Just to be with the teaching, gradually, lot of repetition, it will become very clear. Okay, next verse.
Atmava idam agre bhut saikshatasrjayiti. Atmava idam agre bhut saikshatasrjayiti. Atmava idam agre bhut saikshata srijayiti sankalpena srijallokan sankalpena srijan sankalpena srijallokan sayetaniti bahvrchaha sankalpena srujalkan sayetaniti bahvrchaha.
Read this. Let us see the first now. Atma va idam agre abhut. Better learn to break the words properly. Atma va idam agre abhut. First sentence is over. Second sentence. Saha ikshata. Srija iti. Second sentence. Third sentence. Sankalpena asrijat. Sankalpena asrijal lokan. If you break it, sankalpena asrijat lokan. Asrijat lokan. Asrijal lokan. The takara followed by la becomes la. No, sankalpena asrujat lokan. Saha yetani. Saha yetan. Saha yetan. Iti. Saha yetan. Not yetani. Etan. Iti. Bahu richaha. Bahu richaha becomes bahvrichaha. Bahu plus richaha becomes bahvrichaha. Okay. Now, first we saw the quotation from Shvetashvatara Upanishad of Krishna Yajurveda. Now he say quotes from a different Upanishad. Now the Upanishad, Aitareya Upanishad. And Aitareya Upanishad belongs to Rigvedaha. So Shvetashvatara Upanishad belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. Aitareya Upanishad belongs to Rig Veda. And the Rig Veda is mentioned by the word Bahu Richaha. Rik means mantra. Bahu means many. So many mantras means many mantras of Rig Veda. So, Bahurichaha means, why it's called Bahurichaha? Rigveda is mentioned by the word Bahurichaha. So, the Veda of many, many, many mantras. The Veda of many mantras is known by the word expression Bahu richaha, bahvrichaha. Bahvrichaha. Because ukara becomes a va, va. Lot of sandhi. I don't want to get into the sandhi class here. So anyway, bahvrichaha means the Veda of many mantras is Rigveda. Rigveda is mentioned or meant by the word Bahurichaha. So in that Rigveda says, means Rigveda, in the Rigveda, as part of the Rigveda, there's Aitareya Upanishad and there is a mantra. Okay? The mantra of Aitareya Upanishad belonging to Rig Veda is quoted here in this third verse of Vidyaranya Swami. In fact, the whole verse is, we can say, Vidyaranya Swami actually is the paraphrase of that mantra. This verse is paraphrase of Aitareya Upanishad mantra, which is the Rig Veda mantra, you can say. Therefore, what is it said here? See, Vidyayana Swami doesn't quote only one Upanishad, doesn't quote only one Upanishad, one Veda. No. He wants to also show us how there's no difference in the Upanishadic presentation of facts. All the Upanishads of all four Vedas reveal the same fact. There is no difference. So here, therefore he quotes this Rigveda mantra, actually mantra of Aitreya Upanishad. So, Atma va idam agre abhut. We take it agre. First take the word agre. Agre means before. Before means in the beginning, at the beginning, before. Before when? Before this universe, before the creation of this universe. Before the creation of this universe, we can say srishtehe prak. Srisht agre means srishtehe prak, srishtehe puram, srishte utpattehe, jagad utpattehe prak. Before the creation of this universe, how do you know idam universe? Idam agre idam. Idam means jagat, universe. Before the creation of this universe was idam agre abhut. This universe was before. So what does it mean here? Universe was there before idam agre abhut. Abhut means asit. Idam agre abhut means idam jagat agre asit. Agre means before the creation also. This universe was there before. Which means the universe was not non-existent before the creation. What do we understand? Creation means, in our understanding, before the creation, it was not there. After the creation, it has come newly. That is our understanding of creation. But Upanishad's vision, in the vision of Upanishad, creation, before the creation, also the universe was. Which means after the creation, the universe which is now is not something newly, does not come something newly. It was there before. Now, what was there before alone is now. Which means universe was there before, universe is now also. Before the creation, universe was. After the creation, also universe is. Which means nothing has come newly. Then why do we say something has, why do we use the term creation at all then? Before the creation, after the creation, why do we use this expression after and before? It was there before, it is now also. Then why do we use expression creation? Because before the universe was unmanifest, now the universe is manifest. What does it mean by saying manifest? Manifest means the before the universe was not available for perceptions, enjoyment, transaction. Now the universe is available for enjoyment, experience, transaction. That's the difference. Isn't it? So what the universe was, now the universe is. Okay. Idam agre asit. But how was it? When the universe was unmanifest, before the creation was, means it was Atma. Before the creation, the universe there as the Atma. Atma va idam agre abhut. And the va should be taken as vai. Idam jagat ayam prapanchaha agre srishtehe prak atma vai abhut. Atma vai asit. This is the first sentence. Okay, little meaning you understand here. Saha ikshata. Saha ikshata. Ikshata. So then saha means that atma. Saha ikshata. Which means the universe was there before the creation as unmanifest, inseparable from, non-separate from Atma. Here we can say Atma as Parama Atma, Ishwaraha. The universe was there before, non-separate from, inseparable from Atma, before its creation. It came into existence. Like how we can say the dream universe always exists and the dream world exists where? The dream universe always exists inseparable from the waker. Similarly, this universe also was there inseparably, non-separate from Atma before its manifestation, before its origination. Then what happened? Saha ikshata means, ikshata, it means he sees. Aikshata also we have this word. Actually, ikshate. Ikshate means sees. But aikshata means saw. What is the quote? So it's not corrected. Take it as it is. Ikshate sees. Aikshata saw. So here, saha ikshata means saha aikshata. What is that? Bhagavan, the Ishwaraha, Paramatma visualized. When we have to understand at the time of creation, Bhagavan visualized. This visualized this universe. Aikshata means Bhagavan visualized this universe. So srijai iti aikshata. So saha means Ishwaraha, saha Ishwaraha, saha Paramatma, aham srijai iti aikshata. So the Lord visualized this universe. And here, to visualize the universe, Bhagavan needs an instrument of visualization. Bhagavan needs an eye. Therefore, Maya is said to be Ishwara's eye. Maya is said to be the Ishwara's eye through which Ishwara visualized. Therefore, visualization means there are innumerable jivas here, and all these jivas have their own every individual jiva has one's own punya papam. There are jivas who have only punyams, the jivas who have only papams, the jivas who have both mixture of punya papams. For all these jivas of different categories of punyavantaha jivaha, papavantaha jivaha, punya papa mishritavantaha jivaha. They have all sorts of jivas are here. Therefore, Ishvara has to create worlds. What sort of worlds here? For people, jivas of only punyams, punyavatam jivanam. For those jivas, Bhagavan has to create really lokas, the worlds of higher stature, higher caliber, higher loka, higher worlds. And also for jivas of papa, papavantaha jivaha, papinaha jiva, jivas of only papams, then lower worlds, inferior order, worlds of inferior order, the worlds of higher order. So higher lokas, then lower lokas. Then there are jivas who are of mixture of punya papas. So punya papavantaha jivaha. For jivas who are of mixture of punya papams, for them there's a separate world called bhulokaha has to be created. Okay? Bhagavan visualized means visualization implies actually creation of worlds of three types. For people of punyam, for jivas of punyam, jivas of papams, and jivas of mixture of punya papams. Therefore, Bhagavan, it seems, srijai means let me create, may I create iti. So Ishvara visualized thus, may I create. So sahab Ishvaraha srijai iti ikshata, aikshata. So Ishvara visualized thus, let me create this world, create this universe. The next sentence we see, sankalpena asrijat lokan saha yetan. We take it saha Ishvaraha. First he visualized, let me create. Then saha, that Lord, yetan lokan sankalpena asrijat. Saha Ishvaraha, saha Paramatma, etan lokan asrijat. Saha Ishvaraha, Paramatma, etan lokan sankalpena asrijat. Now, that Paramatma here created, asrijat means created. Created what? Created these lokas, etan lokan. He created these worlds. Not one world. He created these worlds. How? Not by doing any action. Not by making any effort. Sankalpena. Merely by his will. Merely by his will, wish, Bhagavan created these worlds. First, Bhagavan visualized, let me create. Then, he, just by his will, merely by his will, wish, he created this worlds, created these worlds. Now, iti bahuvrachaha. So, thus says the whole verse which is given in the name of a prose is actually the mantra paraphrased from the Taittiriya Upanishad. Okay. Now, iti bahuvrachaha means why Rigveda is said to be bahuvrachaha, because it is a very big Upanishad consisting of many mantras. Mantras, Upanishad, the Veda of many mantras. That's the meaning. So, when we say Ishra created this universe by Sankalpa, what does it mean? What it means is, see, just as we can say, the person who is awake is a waker. And this waker creates which creates the dream world. What does it mean? And waker creates the dream world means this is not real creation, isn't it? What it means is waker falls asleep and waker creates the dream universe by his sankalpa, by his wish. And the sankalpa is otherwise said to be sleep. Waker's sleep is looked upon as waker's sankalpa. Sleep is waker's sankalpa. Bhagavan's sankalpa is maya. Sankalpa means will or wish, and this jiva as a waker creates his dream world by his mere sankalpa in terms of sleep. Similarly, Ishvara creates this universe by his mere sankalpa in terms of maya. So, this is how Aitreya Upanishad of Rigveda presents the Ishvara's creation of duality. So, Ishvara's creation of duality is presented in the Aitreya Upanishad of Rigveda. Now, you may wonder why I'm just simply going on and on. You will understand literal meanings of these mantras. Then we'll go. So, it's very important to remember this. When you say sankalpaha, please understand. You can take sleep as jiva's sankalpa to create his dream world. Will and wish. Similarly, we can understand maya as Ishvara's sankalpa to create this universe. So just by his will or wish, Ishvara created this universe. It's all, we have to see how it is developed. Next, let us see next verse, now fourth verse. Now, in this fourth verse, Vidyaranya Swami actually presents a mantra from Yajurveda, but the different Upanishad. First, he used the mantra from Shvetashvatara Upanishad mantra, which all belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. Now, Taittiriya Upanishad, there's a Brahmanandavalli, the second section of Taittiriya Upanishad, belonging, the Saitriya Upanishad belonging to Krishna Yajurveda, he takes his, presents his quotation from that Saitriya Upanishad of Krishna Yajurveda.
Khambai Vagni Jalor,
long sentence here. Kham vai vagni jalor jalo vyor shadhyanna deha kramadapi.
Kham vai vagni jalor jalor vyor shadhyanna deha kramadami. Sambhota brahmanas tasmat yetasmadatmanokhilaha. Sambhota brahmanas tasmat yetasmadatmanokhilaha.
We see this word kham, vayu, Agni, Jala, Urvi, Oshadhi, Anna, Dehaha, Kramat, Ami. I'll repeat it. In fact, if you see the meaning, it's very interesting. Okay? Break it. Let's break the sentence now. One by one. We'll see. First, Kham. Kham. Means Akashaha. Right, Sanskrit name itself. Kham Akashaha space. Then Vayu. Vayu is equal to Vayuhu. Then Agni. Vayu plus Agni. Vai Vagni. Agni. So Agni means Agnihi fire. Then Jala. Jala plus Urvi, Jalorvi. Jala plus Urvi, Jalorvi. Jala means Jalam, water. Then Urvi means earth. Urvi means earth. Then Oshadhi. Oshadhi. Oshadhi means Oshadhihi. Plant. It's a plants. A plant kingdom. Then Anna Dehaha. Then Annam, food. Annam, food. Dehaha. Dehaha means, literally it means body. You can say human being. The word Dehaha stand for human being or living beings. Now, Kramat means sequentially. Kramat means sequentially, in proper order. Ami means these. So, all of them, Sambhutaha. Sambhutaha means originated. So, space, air, fire, water, earth, plants, food, all beings, human beings. All of them sequentially originated, Sambhutaha. From where? Brahmanaha. From Brahma. From Brahma. Who is it, Brahma? Tasmat etasmat atmanaha. Akhilaha. Ami akhilaha. All of them, everything originated. All of them came into existence from that Brahman, that truth, that Ishvara, who is this Atma, the Self. Tasmat, etasmat, atmanaha, தஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹா ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மனஹா ஆல் தேஸ் ஒரிஜினேட்டட். See, tasmat etasmat means what? Tasmat brahmanaha, from that Brahman. Why from that Brahman? Means the Lord of the whole, the truth of everything implied by the term Brahman, from that Brahman, which alone is what now? Is this Atma, the truth of an individual implied by the term Atma? It is from this Atma, Brahma, which is Ishvara, this, all these things, all these beings have originated sequentially. It's the literal meaning. So, kam, vayu, agni, jala, urvi, oshadi, anna, dehaha, kramat. No, sequence, one by one, in order. Ami. தஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹா ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மனஹா அகிலாஹ சம்பூதாஹ ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் ஒரிஜினேட் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன் ஒன்லி. திஸ் தி மந்த்ரா. இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ, திஸ் வாஸ் ஆல்சோ ஆக்சுவலி பாரஃப்ரைஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா ஆஃப் தைத்திரிய உபனிஷத் பிலாங்கிங் டு கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதா. We are going to see later on, after seeing these mantras, we are going to see unfoldment of the all the mantras together. Okay. So, see, akhilaha means what now? Everything here. There's nothing which can be, which is outside of, which has come from here, from anywhere else. Everything, all that is here is from Brahma. So it says, it means, said to be here. So, the world of objects of enjoyment, the world of objects of enjoyment is said to be bhogya prapanchaha. Please listen to me carefully. Bhogya prapanchaha. The world of objects of enjoyment is bhogya prapanchaha. This bhogya prapanchaha, why do you call it bhogya prapanchaha? Bhogyam is means enjoyed. Can that which can be enjoyed. Bhogyam, anuvikkapadakudiyadu. The world of objects of enjoyment, always said to be bhogya prapanchaha, you know, is what is actually Bhogya Prapanchaha itself is because of, is there as a result of karma. Karma phalam alone, the result of actions alone, in the form of Bhogya Prapanchaha, the object, world of objects of enjoyment. The creation of Bhogya Prapanchaha is because of the karma. Okay, and here, if the same world of objects of enjoyment, which is there as a result of karmas of jiva, is what now? Jiva srishtihi. See, we have to be very careful here. Suppose the whole world can be seen as Ishvara Srishtihi. It can be seen as Jiva Srishti also. How? A given object, a given situation is seen as Ishvara Srishti by one person. Suppose tsunami happened on the bank, no, on the seashore in Sri Lanka. We all heard about it, isn't it? Tsunami happened on the seashore of Sri Lanka. And then we saw how many, what all, how things got destroyed. No, people got really destroyed and people got killed. People lost their houses. It's a calamity. It's a big, huge crisis. So we look at it as Ishvara Srishti. You know, Ishvara Srishti. But same incident did not cause any pain for us because we did not have people who are very close to us. Imagine if my own relatives were there, my own kith and kin ring were there. They became victims of that problem. That situation would have created a lot of agony and pain in me, isn't it? The pain and agony caused by the situation. This tsunami has caused a lot of pain for me. That pain which experienced by an individual is what? Jeeva Srishtihi. But simply tsunami as tsunami, if you look at it, is Ishvara Srishtihi. I'll explain this actually. Today's time. Now, we'll discuss this again next class. But today, remember how just he quotes from different Upanishads. And all the Upanishads present is creation. And finally, we'll understand how creation has to be understood. Also, we'll understand. He develops the teaching. But how to see what is Jeeva Srishtihi, what is Ishvara Srishtihi, the difference we have yet to understand, we'll see next class. But now he just presents creation discussed in different Upanishads. It's really beautiful. You don't need to work very hard to see how creation is in different Upanishads. You are helped to see the creation in different Upanishads together in one chapter itself. So we'll continue next class. Om. It is as it develops, you'll see the beauty of this chapter. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.